This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Now, the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
All right, one game in the NFL this week already in the books. The Jets come from behind to defeat the Texans 21-13. Aaron Rodgers, 22 of 32, 211 yards, kept getting sacked. And in the first half, Kenny, I was like, this isn't gonna work this year. This is not gonna last. I keep giving him a chance. Now he ends up with the win. But if you get any pass rush on him whatsoever, he is just going down in a heap.
Yeah, it's they've had offensive line problems all year. You know, they've went out and got guys that can't help them. Mekhi Becton's injured, to say the least, has had problems here recently. I mean, they're in real trouble over there with their offensive line. It's Tyron Smith, right, went there, and he's just been a shell of him. He was an often injured tackle with the Dallas Cowboys, elite when he was healthy. But he is a shell of his former self. Go ahead.
Well, we did have a bit of a wild sequence in that game as Malachi Corley thought he was on his way to scoring his first NFL touchdown for the Jets, but the rookie wide receiver ended up doing this.
Corley running to the right. Corley's got room. Down the sideline. Touchdown, Jets! Malachi Corley, the first of his NFL career.
But he was a guy, look, he crossed the goal line and dropped the ball.
Lost the football. Field of a touchdown is under further review.
This would be another to put on the film for New York Jets lore.
The runner dropped the ball before crossing the goal line. It is a touchback. It's a first down for the defense.
Wait, a wild turn of events in a game like that. There might be nothing more annoying. I mean, we've had some few famous instances of this in football, but you would think, Kenny, have you had to talk to your kids? Owen, have you had to talk to your kids to never let this happen? Do you tell them about Leon Lett? Do you tell them about?
Do I really need to tell my son about?
I don't know.
All the kids, Ken. You have a responsibility.
Oh, the players.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's fine. We see whose team is more prepared. That's fine.
I thought he met my son.
Wow, already some cracks.
You know what? We did have a situation that was close to this, and we had a very strong eye-to-eye conversation about that earlier this year.
We don't have this problem. We either throw it to the back of the end zone or do a flip over the goal line.
Well, that's what Ronnie McLeod does. He does the flip.
We get together and we do a version of Riverdance the same way the Browns did in week one. Don't even say it, because we had a much better record to finish the season than the Browns, so I don't even want to hear that.
That was an amazing dance.
Yeah, thank you.
Now, the thing is, if you were Rodney McLeod's, now he doesn't have kids old enough to do this yet, but he would have to tell his kids, you cannot do what I do on your way to the end zone.
Not until not even then. He held on to the ball. Boy, that's a weird conversation to have, because I go, well, not until you're a professional, but Malachi Corley is a professional wide receiver. who dropped the ball on the way to the end zone.
Now, what would be
this happens at least once a year. As much as we warn people, this happens at least once a season in the NFL or major college football.
And there's no matter what, no matter how many teaching moments like yesterday where, I don't know, are you one of those where ripped from the headlines is how you coach your teams, like whatever happened this week in the NFL or college football that might have caught their attention, here's what we can do to work on it. Like, this is one you'd think all the coaches are now taking their kids and going, do not do this.
You would have to think, I mean, playoffs start tonight in high school. Somebody's got to bring it up today in the pregame or during the, you know, the walkthrough, something like that. That's coaches will bring that up today.
I do like that. It really is. It's like,
because the kids will be talking, the high school kids especially will be talking about it.
Now, I'm going to dip out of this before I go on a rant about the playoff system here in the state of Ohio.
Oh,
so
I'd
please
like to hear more.
Take it away. Do you? I don't think you do. It's just more of the same feelings that I've had.
Which is what?
You know, you have a broken system when the bottom of the region doesn't want to play and they bow out and then go to basketball season. Okay? You know there's a broken system there. This is ridiculous. I've never seen such an over... And I'm an award winner, thanks to you. An award winner with the OHSAA. And I've never seen such an overt money grab in my entire life. It's ridiculous. You have these 0-9, 0-10 programs where some are just playing 9 now because of your ridiculous playoff situation, which people don't even want to talk about. You have these 0-9, 0-10 programs, or even 3-7 programs, taking on programs that haven't lost a football game in the regular season in 4 years, and they're expected to get something out of it. And I love the first argument was from people going, Ken, don't you wish you had one more high school football game?
Not like that.
You know why? Because it's 20 years later and I'm a loser. I'm not a high school kid at 17 years old. You know what a high school kid wants to do at 17 years old if he plays for a 2-8 team? Move on to basketball or wrestling season. That's what they want
to
do. They
don't want to.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Just go, give me one more game. Give me one more game under the lights. You have to play St. Ed's. Yeah! Let me do that. Let me practice for another week and then have a running clock to start the second half. None of them feel that way.
So here's
they
what
don't.
I don't get.
You can try to lie to them all you want. It doesn't work that way.
Said,
this is stupid.
They said they were expanding this because like the OHSAA was in some kind of a hole because of COVID. Okay,
what was the last count? They're $24 million in the green?
Yeah, so now we have to
the point
just,
where they want to do revenue. They don't want to do revenue sharing. Guys like Dave Briggs, a good man, is stoking the fire going, you need to pass this on. Where's the money going to your member institutions here? This is $24 million in the green. Where's this money going to?
We're
going
to have to extend the playoffs even more. Let's go even more teams. Are there any teams left?
It's asinine.
Are there any teams in Division One? How many teams make the playoffs now in Division One?
In Division One, Region One, I think there are 18 teams total, and they have 16 teams make the playoffs.
I apologize about Mekhi Becton. I apologize. I said Mekhi Becton. I apologize. I don't think he plays for the Jets. I think he plays for the Eagles.
I was going with
it. He does.
Guys, I lost my keys, and I thought they were in the trash this morning. Both teams wear green. I apologize.
Disastrous morning.
He was digging through coffee grounds all morning.
Mitch, I'm sorry. Thank you for correcting me. I apologize. Thank you.
Those wet coffee grounds on your fingernails.
Oh, my God. I had to wash my hands again.
This doesn't carry over to Sunday, where you're just so in your own feelings about things you can't focus on.
I'm sorry, guys.
It'll be used as an excuse in the post-game press conference.
I apologize over the Mekhi Becton.
Well, the week got off to a really bad start.
I thought we had the plan together, and then I lost my keys this morning. And we just couldn't get that defense going.
Meanwhile, the Cleveland Browns.
I won't be the defensive coordinator on Sunday. Ray will be back in charge. He's going to watch his daughter play college basketball.
Care.
Ray played with Jason Taylor, buddy. You better watch out. He's a real guy. He will go after you.
I don't care.
I don't think we're going to be able to get through the show with you two. You two bickering
with Victor Green
during famed rivalry week on the fan. Jameis Winston at 334 yards passing thanks to maybe Ken Dorsey's play calling. Ken Dorsey, the offensive coordinator for the Browns and now play caller, was asked, hey, should you have been doing this all along?
No, I think, look, Kevin's called plays at a high level in this league for a long time. You know, he's been a multiple coach of the year for a reason, as a head coach and as a play caller. I got a lot of trust in Kevin, and I think if Kevin were calling it last week, I'd like to think we'd have very similar results because it wasn't about the plays. It was about us going out and executing at a high level. Our preparation that week led to us having good things happen. I think that he's obviously done a great job for a lot of years, and we were good last week. The key is, though, consistency in this league. We got to do the same thing this week.
That was great. Ken Dorsey sounded like me or a few of our callers. Well, he's a two-time coach of the year. And then you're going to have other people calling going, who cares? And then they go down the list of coach of the years in every sport that are terrible. So I do love that. Also, I bet you Stefanski, if he caught wind of Ken Dorsey calling him the two-time coach of the year, is going to get in his face and say never again. Because you remember, after he won it the first time and we had him, I think, on the phone, and we're like, coach of the year, and he's like, nobody calls me that. I do not want anybody calling me that.
Not
by
after
that.
One, but after two.
Do you think
two.
After two?
Come on.
Does he have a parking spot that says two-time coach of the year?
Has to.
In Berea. Kevin would
what
never
if he had
allow
a, what
it.
What if he had a personalized license plate that said 2XCOY? What would you think then? What would you
it
think?
It would change
Kev?
Everything. It that would change
would be
everything.
That would be a different thought with old Kev mm-hmm. there. I go, maybe we need to get back to basics here, bud.
I would agree. Do you think if he had that?
We had a coach who had a personalized license plate before.
Oh, come on.
Oh, I'll talk to you about that during the break.
What did Hugh Jackson say? What did his car say?
Oh, it didn't. That wasn't him.
Now, if you did have that on the license plate, you know for a fact, at some point, the players are going to block him in. They are going to block him in.
No.
They'll be up to parking lot hijinks.
This vehicle was so large, no one could have blocked it in.
And finally, Joel Bitonio did not practice here at the end of the week, but he did talk about his situation and how he's feeling, how he's just an old man trying to play football these days.
I'm working through it right now, you know. We'll see how the week goes.
So did you get rolled up on or something?
You know, that's the crazy thing. I don't quite remember. I woke up Monday morning and I was like, feels a little bit off, you know what I mean? Let's check it out. But, yeah, we got a great medical team here, and we're kind of working through it. We got a good plan, and we'll see how it goes.
He's at that stage, Kenny.
At least he said he woke up Monday morning. Like, if he woke up on Wednesday morning, he's like, oh, let's say, ooh, boy, you just wake up with things.
Yeah, you get to that point. Good. You get to that point. They do got some guys on a team like that. I feel like Conklin might be one of those guys. By the way, unsung hero from last week. I mean, we talk about the job the offensive line did.
Yeah.
Conklin, I'd kind of written off in my head. I'm like, this is it for him. No, people that looked at the tape were like, he kind of dominated last week. So that was good to see.
Really good.
For about last night.
Outstanding. He's better over
here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.